The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6 o'clock already, I was just in the middle of a dream. It's just another manic Monday.
And hello everybody, friends, family, foes, you name it. We don't care, just as long as you're listening. Brings up the numbers.
Oh, okay.
We don't care. You know, you don't have to like us to listen to us.
Well,
not everybody likes Rick and Bubba, huh? So they don't have to like Brian and John either.
Does everybody like Dave Ramsey?
No, I don't think so. I don't guess. Dale Walmsley. No. Everybody's got people. You know, you can't please everybody. But for those that are listening, whether you like us or not, we're glad you're listening this morning. It's Monday. It's the day after Easter.
Yes. Easter Bunny.
And the day, it's now through. Spring break has started.
It's over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, over, yeah. And then we have an eclipse in 7 days. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what else? Oh, it's April Fool's Day.
Is it? Oh.
Didn't you hate that at school?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Forgot all about it. That and St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day stunk. I hate that. I hate the pinching thing.
Yeah.
You know. I just used to go to school without green just in pure spite. I'm not going to wear green. I'm not going to, you know, conform. And then I'd get pinched a lot, you know. So.
I guess you like getting pinched.
Well, I didn't like it, but hey, I had a point I was trying to make. So I was going to make it. Didn't do me any good. Nobody cared. They still did it. But
I would always do something like tape a green patch, you know.
Yeah.
Something. Just to,
you conformed.
Well, you conformed. I don't want people touching me.
That's for sure.
I couldn't retaliate, so.
And then April Fool's. What, you know, they do an April Fool's joke on you.
Yeah.
But we did that to Bart one time, didn't we? We started playing big band music or something
on the show.
But
well, we kind of chickened out pretty quick. It only lasted about a minute.
Yeah, we did one segment, I think.
Yeah. Or if that.
Well, you don't want to get the big guy, you know, mad. You know, there's God, then there's the big guy, Bart.
Wow.
And then there's the little big guy, Scott. I've got it all in order. And then there's the big bad guy. That's you. That's what I refer to the big bad guy, you know.
Okay.
And then there's just little guys like me and Dalton. By the way, Dalton's not back.
No.
He's never come. He's quit, hadn't he? He's quit the show, hadn't he?
No, I think next week, I think he'll make a triumphant
return. How many more excuses can he make? I mean, I've got to get ready for Easter. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Well, Easter's over. I still don't see him.
Yeah.
He gets all the little, you know, he complains all the time. You notice that. You know, he complains all the time. But he gets all the little, you know, take a day off. You need one. Go ahead. Take it off. Me, I just keep coming on in here. I'm sorry. This didn't mean to turn out to be a whiny kind of conversation, but.
Well, I'm just letting you
go. I mean, don't you think. So
don't
you want to
drag me into this.
Well, he's your son. I think he gets special treatment. That's what I'm saying. And then people come up to me and say, you and I are mean to him.
Well, I disagree with that.
I do, too. Where do they get that idea? We're always nice to him. He's mean to us. They obviously have tuned him out in terms of, you know, that kind of thing.
Me, too.
He's made me mad about the dad joke of the day. You know, questioning my honor, basically. Whether I was having the, you know, a correct score. He said, I don't believe it. How could you have done? That's the last time I saw him.
Mm.
So, maybe he has quit. I don't know. I've brought him a toolbox up here to the office. It's still in there.
Yeah, no. He hasn't been here.
No, no. How's he making any money? Oh, well, yeah. I don't guess being here helps him make a lot of money.
That's usually why he's not here, so we can make money.
I got it. But anyway, he's got his truck fixed up, though, hadn't he?
Last time I saw it, it wasn't.
Oh, really? Still working on it?
Yeah.
It gets one problem fixed, then he goes into another one. And they're not really problems. The truck runs fine. But he finds some new wheels, and then he's got to get something else. Now he needs a little step up, you know.
Well, there was a little fender bender back in the fall, I guess it was. And so part of his front grill broke. He's been trying to work to replace that.
Hmm. Well, I guess when he comes back, we can talk about all those things. We've got a lot to talk about with him because he hasn't been here.
I guess
he can keep us up to date with everything that's been going on.
Yeah, he'll have to do the snack food report, too.
Yeah, that's true. It's 6:17. Let's take a look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll have showers and thunderstorms begin to enter the region tonight, and those stick around through the midweek. Details-wise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 81. We'll have chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 67. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 77. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Plaques, plaques, plaques. L&K Trophy has plaques. We have a wide assortment of plaques, lots of options in crystal, optic crystal. We sand carve on premises. We offer laser engraving on everything from acrylic to marble. L&K Trophy can etch crystal or glass. So if it's plaques you're looking for, come down to L&K Trophy. L&K Trophy House, 1115 Memorial Boulevard, just down from Smith Brothers Car Wash.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. Everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Improve your quality of life and call Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NCAA men's basketball tournament in the Midwest Regional Final, it was top seed Purdue beating the 2-seed Tennessee 71-66. Boilermaker star Zach Edey had a huge game with 40 points and 16 rebounds, helping his team make the Final Four for the first time since 1980. South Regional Final, 11th seed NC State still alive after knocking off the 4-seed Duke 76-64. Wolfpack are going to the Final Four for the first time since they won it all back in 1983, and they're tied for the lowest seeded team ever to reach a Final Four. NBA games of note, Thunder edged the Knicks in New York 113-112. Oklahoma City officially clinching a playoff spot with that win. Nuggets also officially clinch a playoff spot after beating the Cavaliers 130-101. Denver remains a half game back of Oklahoma City for the top spot in the West. Timberwolves fall a game back, losing at home to the Bulls 109-101. Mavericks beat the Rockets 125-107. Luka Doncic 47 points to win. Houston's 11 game winning streak is snapped.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th. Make plans to be there 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. MTE will provide free hot dogs and popcorn, plus the electric griddle food truck will serve gourmet grilled cheese. You've had them. You know they're good.
They're gourmet.
Free fun for the whole family. That's April 20th on the square. For more information, go to rceearthday.com. Just going to make one little statement about the Nashville Predators. They've been red hot. You know, they're in playoff contention. It's unbelievable. This is supposed to be rebuilding year. Now, they got a few more games to go, but I think they're going to clinch a playoff berth, which they weren't even thinking that. So,
yeah,
pretty amazing, isn't it? Just another story. Yeah.
Do you keep up with them?
I keep up with them if I hear it on talk radio. I don't watch a game or anything like that. Yeah. But you know, it's hockey.
Yeah,
it's kind of like soccer to me. I don't keep up with the MLS or whatever. I don't keep up with that much either. So,
what about the Nashville Cats?
I don't keep up with anything. I don't even keep up with college basketball anymore due to the fact that I'm doing, you know, high school ball, and I'm. You know, I hear about it all the time from you. So you're a wealth of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
In high school basketball. You read a lot, which is something I don't do enough of in my old age. How about the song of the day today? Most misquoted song lyrics. We're still on it again for another week.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's Eddie Money's Two Tickets to Paradise. A lot of people hear two chickens in a pot of rice.
Play that again. I don't believe it.
I mean, this is not one that I have heard.
I hear the chickens part, but I don't hear the pot of rice.
I don't either.
But, hey, that might be your thing. Two chickens in...
I guess.
Two chickens in paradise.
But the name of the song is Two Tickets to Paradise, so that's pretty much a dead giveaway.
I think so, yeah, really. Here's a dead giveaway. It's not dead. It's a Good Neighbor of the Day award. I guess it's an award, isn't it?
Sure.
Gretchen Campbell, she's a Good Neighbor of the Day for being a warm, loving person to all. She's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. And News Radio WGNS.
So if you'd like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450, and join us here as we salute folks during the week. And also, reminder to send in your birthday and anniversary announcements for today. We'll pick up those Easter Sunday, March 31st birthdays as well today. 615-893-1450. Call or text. Facts alive. The facts alive. This is an interesting fact. Children actually grow faster in the springtime. So during that time of the year, they grow faster than other times of the year.
Well, that's kind of a neat thing to know. It's 624.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
McCabe Vision Center.
I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. I love it.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
And we should tell people that you opted to get the full range vision lenses so that you could have vision near, far, and in between without glasses. Tell us how your vision is now that you've had the cataract surgery.
I mean, I was so happy I actually had tears.
McCabe Vision Center.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while they're parked. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020-2024 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. Over time, this can lead to what's been called unintended vehicle movement while the cars are in park, increasing potential crash risks. Kia America decided to recall all 2020 to 2023 model years and select 2024 model year Tellurides earlier this month. NHTSA says documents show that, at the time, no injuries or crashes were reported. Smyrna Nissan Assembly Plant recently marked a significant milestone by reaching the production of its 15 millionth vehicle. A Pathfinder finished in a deep ocean blue metallic hue symbolized the plant's commitment to excellence and craftsmanship. Despite the Pathfinder's comparatively modest production figures, it embodies Smyrna's rich heritage. A call for justice in Palestine will be the topic of a Spring Applied Philosophy Lyceum hosted by Middle Tennessee State University's Philosophy and Religious Studies Department. This semester's Lyceum will be held at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, April 5th, in the College of Education Building, Room 164, 1756 MTSU Boulevard. The lecture is free and open to the public, and there will be an informal reception following the Lyceum. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627, that's right, and we've got Good Neighbor events coming up and also another check of the forecast, and we'll have our first look at traffic. I did want to mention, and I feel bad, I really feel bad. Because, what is this, Women in History Month was in March?
That's correct. The whole month of March.
And we failed to recognize that, and I know we're late. It's belated, but I do want to mention the fact, because I've seen it on TV a few times. I go, gosh, we need to talk about that on the radio, and then if it forgets, it kind of goes over my head there. So tell us a little bit about Historic Women's Month.
Well, it's in March.
Yeah, that's good.
It didn't start out as a month-long observance, but it did become that in the 80s as a group of women known as the National Women's History Project lobbied to get that recognition in 1980. And so it just recognizes all of the historical women throughout our history, those of color as well, that have really changed the world.
Who would you think are that would be something good we need to probably talk about too, the most powerful women in the world. You know, we've probably got a list of four or five that rank up there. Wouldn't you think Oprah would be one of them?
Yeah, there's actually a list of that.
Whoa.
We might be able to get to some of that, I guess.
Okay, I think that would be a really good idea. I think Oprah, I'm going to guess Michelle Obama,
there are a lot of people. I mean, we were talking about the world. There are a lot of people that, you know, are in other countries. Like the number one most powerful woman at age 65 is Ursula von der Leyen from Belgium.
Really, and smart women. You know, really smart women.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is on the list.
Oh, of course. Sing a few songs, you get the big bucks.
Yeah, the highest on the list in 2023. Kamala Harris is listed as number 3.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you save that for us our next go round? We'll just do the complete list. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got that to do, but we've got something really important that's always due every time about this time.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Okay, I do want to preface this that this is not an April Fool's joke anyway. Today in history, we do not kid around about it. These are true, actual events that took place.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you say it like that, they think we're going to fool them with something.
Did I create doubt?
Yeah. Okay, here they go. 1778, New Orleans businessman Oliver Pollock creates the money symbol. That's with the S with the two lines drawn through it. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
That he created that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he created
that. It said he created the money symbol.
I didn't know him personally.
I know you don't.
Hey, the
did
money.
Did you know that fact? Did you know that it was Oliver Pollock that did that?
I did not. Okay. No, I didn't. Sometimes you see it with one line and sometimes two. So, it can be either way, but that's the dollar symbol.
Well, it looks like he created it with one line.
Yeah, maybe.
According to this symbol. That's the Pollock.
The Pollock symbol?
The Pollock symbol. There's not an Oliver Pollock day, though. It's kind of, a bummer. In 1889, the first dishwashing machine is marketed. That's in Chicago. We can't do without them now.
Yes. Okay. I was thinking washing. I get those confused sometimes when you hear washing.
Getting them
machine.
Into the dishwasher is the biggest problem, and getting them out of the dishwasher if you have kids. In 1891, the Wrigley Company is founded in Chicago, Illinois. Wrigley Field, Chicago. That's the Wrigley gum people, isn't it?
Yeah.
The gum? Okay. In 1970, U.S. President Richard Nixon signs a bill limiting cigarette advertisements from January 1st of 1971. Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs found Apple Computer in their garage in 1976. It's hard to believe it was that far back, wasn't it?
Yeah, first came the computers, but when the first iPhone rolled out, that really changed the world.
All right, in 2002, Stop to Love, a compilation album by Luther Vandross, is released. Oh, that's a good song. The late, great Luther Vandross. 2014 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Kiss, Nirvana, Linda Ronstadt, and Cat Stevens. And in 2017, Bob Dylan receives his Nobel Prize for Literature at a private ceremony in Stockholm.
Was a loser, now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
Nobody said he had a great voice, but he's a great songwriter. We've got Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind. Stay with us here on The Crew. It is 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. April 1st, 1970. President Nixon signed a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and television.
More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
This date in 1984, Marvin Gaye shot to death by his father during an argument. Marvin Gaye Sr. pleaded guilty and got probation.
And April 1st, 1988.
Ben left me.
The release of the movie Bright Lights, Big City, starring Michael J. Fox.
You ever have this nearly overwhelming desire to just spend a quiet evening at home?
And Kiefer Sutherland.
No.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Did I know you?
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay, and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll have showers and thunderstorms begin to enter the region tonight, and they'll stick around through the midweek. Details-wise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 81. We'll have chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight at a low around 67. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 77. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Good morning. Already starting to build down to Ellington Parkway right now as you come down from the top to the bottom. Watch for a little bit of radar. I-40 out in Wilson County, the Mount Julian area. It's starting to load up now with a little bit more volume just in the last 15, 20 minutes out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound. As you come past Bell Road, Haywood Lane, up through the Antioch area. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
For over 77 years, you've depended on WGNS for local news. Barnabas Vision's spring event is coming up Thursday, April the 11th, 5 until 7 in the evening and that's at the home of Gerald and Joanne Coggin over on Dilton Mankin Road. To learn more, get with the folks at Barnabas Vision. Did you know that Saturday, April 13th is National Parks Day? And here in this community, we're all getting together and going to our national parks and local parks and help clean up the area, especially the creeks, rivers, and ponds. The morning is dedicated to properly managing the lands and waterways. And whether you go to the Stones River National Battlefield or one of our other parks, it's a great day to make our community better. If you have questions, phone Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. They have information about all of the parks. Put this on your calendar. The Backstage Bash is back, and you can help the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro by enjoying this evening of fun. That's Saturday, April 20th. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Habitat for Humanity's Legacy Point subdivision is making dreams come true.
It just does so much for the community when everyone can participate in homeownership. It builds stronger communities.
And you help build Habitat homes whenever you save at the Habitat Restore.
You know, that's a great investment for them, and it changes their life.
Habitat Restore is at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning at April Fool's Day. Don't let anybody get you. Don't get caught. You know, it could happen. And I must admit, I've got to apologize a little bit. I was a little rough on your son this morning. He's not here to defend himself, and you know, I get exasperated by his special treatment that he gets here by you, and he doesn't have to show up. But beside all that, I missed the guy. I wish he were back. I wish he were here.
I think he'll be back sometime.
We'll see. I know you're looking forward to the dad joke with him back.
Yeah, boy, I can't wait for that.
All right, you ready for one?
Yeah. Why did the kid cross the playground?
Why did the kid cross the playground? I don't know. Why?
To get to the other slide.
I didn't think your heart was in that.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Okay.
I think presentation was a little weak. I'm going to give it a 3, though. I like to get to the other slide. I like that. That part was pretty good.
Just to play on the...
Just don't think it was worth a 4. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. That's just the way it goes.
Well...
Win some and lose some. But you didn't get a 2. You got a 3.
Or a 5.
Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't get that. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. Crews are making slow but steady progress moving out debris from the bridge collapse in Baltimore. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
High-powered cleanup equipment has arrived at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse with one lofty mission: clear the channel and fully reopen the port of Baltimore.
In Israel.
massive protests against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Ahead of word today, Israel has withdrawn from Gaza's largest hospital after a two-week raid. The IDF says it killed 200 Hamas militants. CBS News' five-year investigation into Havana syndrome. Mysterious brain injuries suffered by U.S. national security officials may have ties to Russia. 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley.
Most of the injured have fought for America, often in secret, and they're frustrated that the U.S. government publicly doubts that an adversary is targeting Americans.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Smyrna Nissan Assembly Plant recently marked a significant milestone by reaching the production of its 15 millionth vehicle. A Pathfinder finished in a deep ocean blue metallic hue symbolized the plant's commitment to excellence and craftsmanship. Despite the Pathfinder's comparatively modest production figures, it embodies Smyrna's rich heritage. Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while they're parked. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020-2024 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. Over time, this can lead to what's been called unintended vehicle movement while the cars are in park, increasing potential crash risks. Kia America decided to recall all 2020 to 2023 model years and select 2024 model year Tellurides earlier this month. NHTSA says documents show that, at the time, no injuries or crashes were reported. A call for justice in Palestine will be the topic of a spring Applied Philosophy Lyceum hosted by Middle Tennessee State University's Philosophy and Religious Studies Department. This semester's Lyceum will be held at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, April 5th, in the College of Education Building, room 164, 1756 MTSU Boulevard. The lecture is free and open to the public, and there will be an informal reception following the Lyceum. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Hey, fellas, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah! We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Information you need.
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Try to remain active in some way. Like I said earlier, use it or lose it. A joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew on this Monday morning. And if somebody hadn't pulled a joke on you yet, don't worry. Somewhere along the line, it's going to happen.
How rude.
Yeah, that's just a... And some of them are really intricate. I mean, it's really... People really go to great lengths to make an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
No, me either. We were talking about it being last month was a historic or Women's Month, but we're going to talk about most powerful. We came up with the talking about it. We came up with the most powerful women in the world, but not. We're going to try to stick to the United States. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah, okay. Narrow it down a little bit. Give you a few.
At least you'll be able to pronounce them.
This is a list of 100, so we'll start. I'm going to skip around a little bit.
Okay.
But coming in at number 100 is Barbie. Just the influence that she has on little girls as they grow into women,
She's inanimate. Okay, yeah.
I know. I thought that was interesting that she was on there. And just give you a few here. Mary Meeker from the United States. She's big in the financial world. Let's see. Rihanna, entertainer.
Oh, yeah. She's got plenty of money, too.
Coming in at number 74. And let's see. Lynn Good in the world of business is number 65 on the list. We're kind of just skipping around here on some of this list and maybe give you some.
Is Oprah on there?
That you know. I haven't seen her yet.
Wow.
Let's see. So we can go back here to the top 50 and tell you about Vicki Hollub comes in at number 50. She's big in the world of business. I think you're probably going to know the entertainers more. In media and entertainment, number 39, Dana Walden. Beyonce coming in at number 36. And let's see, Oprah Winfrey, number 31 in the world.
Yeah. Where's Taylor?
Where's
the Swifties at?
Taylor Swift was high on this list. Let me... scroll on up here. She was number 5 on the list.
Wow, that's pretty high up there.
Yeah, sure was.
Oprah's exposure is not what it used to be either, you know, and that kind of thing.
Right. So. Gail Boudreaux, number 14 from the United States. Mackenzie Scott, number 13 from the U.S. Julie Sweet in the world of business at number 11. on that list. So,
all right. Well, that kind of covers that. But we want to salute all women, and we missed it. We missed it last month, so we apologize for that. All right, thank you for that research, Brian.
You're very welcome.
All right, it's time for some celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Yes, they do. We have 1875 Edgar Wallace, an English novelist, playwright, and journalist who created King Kong.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, like...
I heard they're going to do a new Kong, too. That's supposed to be fabulous. I don't know.
Oh, really? Isn't it Godzilla and Kong? That movie sounds
right. Yeah,
now.
Maybe so. 1886, Wallace Berry, American circus performer and actor. 1939, Allie McGraw, an American actress in love stories. She's still with us today. Goodbye, Columbus, born in Pound Ridge, New York. That may be one of the saddest movies of all time. That was around, I think, 1970 was when that came out.
Love Story?
Love Story, yeah. 1952, Annette O'Toole, an actress, born in Houston, Texas. She got the privilege of being in Superman 3 and played Mom in Smallville.
So was she Mom in Superman 3, too?
No, she was Lana Lang.
Was she really?
In Superman 3, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, go back and check out Superman 3. You'll see her. That's Lana Lang and then as Mom. In 1973, Rachel Maddow, American radio and TV personality and political analyst, born in Castro Valley, California. 1982, Taron Killam, American comedian and actor. And a lot of people don't know, but he is married to the actress that was in How I Met Your Mother. That at the end married, I can't think of her name, she's in Marvel movies. That's his wife.
Oh.
And he was on Saturday Night Live for several years.
I remember him.
He was really funny. I don't know why he didn't come back to that. In 1995, Logan Paul, American YouTube personality, born in Westlake, Ohio. And that is your celebrity birthdays. Or that are? They are? These is? I don't know. Okay. Today? Well, let's go yesterday. Gary Middleton had a birthday. Tiffany Johnson, Steve Sandlin. Oh, happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah.
And today, Norman Brown, Jace Wilkerson, Eloise Carlton, Heather Woodward, Amy Jenkins, James Walker, John Haggard, Kevin Bain, Katie Enzor, AJ Chester, and Jeff Bryan. I'm out of breath.
Man, that's a pretty long list for today. And if you want to add to that, you can call or text in at 615-893-1450. We don't want to forget our March 31st birthdays. So if you know someone celebrating yesterday, let us know about that too. They'll be in the running for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Banana pudding. That's right. The winner gets banana pudding. We announced that whole list at 8 o'clock. So go ahead and get those names in. Well, of course, John, it's April Fool's Day. We know that. But it's also National Egg Salad Sandwich Day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like egg salad?
I do like egg salad.
Mm.
Oh, I guess you don't.
It's not my cup of tea.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
And for those nerdy people out there, it's National 1 Cent Day.
Ooh.
Pennies.
Ooh. And dirty pennies are the worst. 6:55, let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll have showers and thunderstorms begin to enter the region tonight, and those stick around through the midweek. Details-wise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 81. We'll have chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight if a low around 67. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 77. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square, and MTE is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family April 20th on the Square. More information at rcearthday.com.
Good morning. It's building pretty good with some more volume just in the last 15, 20 minutes on 24 westbound as it starts to load up there, coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Radar was earlier out on I-40 out in certain parts of Wilson County, coming in from Smith. 5th County. Still looks good out here right now, down 65 through Madison as you come past Briley Parkway. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on their brand new menu. Check them out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
There are many reasons people select Adam's Place.
We went to see 7 different places.
And he asked his kids,
okay, where do you think we should go? And the kids said, Adam's Place. Why? The people looked active and alert. The only place that had a pool, and they had water aerobics. Turned out to be something I really, really enjoy.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Bell Jewelers reminds you that it's spring cleaning time. Look through their jewelry, and there may be styles that you don't necessarily wear anymore. Bring them to us here at Bell Jewelers. We'll buy the gold that you don't want anymore. We can take the stones and reset them into a more current piece. Come to Bell Jewelers, and we'll help create a special piece just for you. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
Manufacturing, construction, agriculture. Blue-collar jobs are the backbone of America. Those workers know the car they drive to work isn't just for show. It's what gets them to their paycheck. So where do you turn when you need a car but your credit isn't perfect? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been helping everyday Americans like you through life's financial journey for over 65 years. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Landfills are complex, dynamic, and ever-evolving environments. Our operators start from the ground up. Middle Point is a modern facility constructed with a highly engineered liner system that meets every safety and regulatory standard in the book. We're the subject of multiple at-random inspections, have active air quality, groundwater, stormwater, and solid waste permits, and are compliant with all local, state, and federal regulations. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on this Monday morning, April Fool's Day, and you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Gretchen Campbell is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being such a warm, loving person to all. Gretchen's going to receive flowers from Jeannie Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so that is our Good Neighbor of the Day. If you'd like to send us a good neighbor, we'll get them on maybe as early as next week. All you have to do is text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, and you'll get a reply back, fill out the information, click submit. Super simple. You can also get to that from our website, wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. And birthday and anniversary announcements, you got about a half an hour to get those into us. We're taking Sunday and birthdays for today, April 1. All right. World news next on WGNS. It's brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with top brands in work and Western wear. We're your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We're going to be back with more of the Wake Up Crew following CBS News, which is going to be at the top of the hour. Our WGNS News Time, 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Cutting up the Key Bridge.
It takes a lot to make sure that it can be dismantled safely.
Netanyahu backlash.
We want the government to resign right now.
Fast food pay hike.
It would help out so much.
This bill really hit our operations hard.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, workers have begun cutting the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore into pieces. Tons of debris have already been removed in an effort to reopen the Port of Baltimore. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Steel beams, once vital to the Francis Scott Key Bridge, now surgically cut into pieces.
part of a complex wreckage removal operation.
It is a mangled, cantilevered mess.
Colonel S.D. Pinchason, unified commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says crews will scan an underwater superstructure of concrete and twisted metal after each cut.
They're very careful that they're not going to send divers or equipment in without knowing for sure. There could be potential spots where there are vehicles and possibly human remains.
The U.S. Coast Guard is now marking clear sections of the channel, possible passageways for smaller ships. Captain David O'Connell.
I anticipate smaller commercial vessels, maybe some small tugs in the next few days.
A big storm system has caused damage in parts of California. A section of scenic Highway 1 collapsed during a heavy rainstorm, stranding people near Big Sur. This state transportation official says they've been able to get things moving again.
We were able to initiate convoys through this location to let people out to the north and let people return in the southbound direction.
Now overseas to Israel, where there were large protests over the weekend calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign over his handling of the war in Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams in Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem last night, outside Israel's parliament, some protesters called for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's removal from office. Many here want a government that'll do more to bring the remaining hostages home. And in Tel Aviv on Saturday, demonstrators filled the streets around Israel's defense ministry, protesting Netanyahu's handling of the war.
This government is doing horrendous things in Gaza, not in our name.
This war, though, was ignited by Hamas launching its deadly attack on October 7th. Hamas says it won't agree to a deal to release the hostages without a permanent ceasefire.
AT&T says it's investigating a huge data breach affecting the personal information of more than 70 million customers. CBS's Jolene Kent.
And what was stolen varies from person to person. The company says it could include social security numbers, full names, email and mailing addresses, birth dates, and AT&T account details. Now, most of that data is from 2019 or earlier. The telecom giant said it already reset current users' passcodes and is reaching out to those with compromised information.
Well, correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti tells us jury selection begins in Idaho today for the murder trial of Chad Daybell. He's accused of conspiring with his wife to kill two of her children.
Chad Daybell will stand trial nearly 5 years after the sudden death of his former wife, Tammy Daybell, which happened just 1 month after his new wife's children disappeared without a trace. Their remains were later discovered by police buried in Daybell's backyard. Prosecutors believe the Daybells convinced themselves that Tylee and JJ turned into zombies.
6 months after Hyundai and Kia recalled more than 3 million vehicles because of a fire risk, the companies acknowledge most of them are still on the road unfixed. And because of delays, it could be months more before they can be repaired. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Today, the Kremlin dismissed a CBS News report that Russian military intelligence may be behind the mysterious ailment called the Havana Syndrome, impacting U.S. diplomats and other officials overseas. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Greg Edgreen investigated for the Pentagon, and he told 60 Minutes,
"This was happening to our top 5-10% performing officers across the Defense Intelligence Agency. And consistently, there was a Russia nexus. There was some angle where they had worked against Russia, focused on Russia, and done extremely well."
The main opposition party in Turkey has made new gains in local elections, and the opposition mayors in Istanbul and Ankara held on to their seats. The vote was seen as a key test of President Erdogan's popularity. Taking effect today in California, a $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers.
At this Subway restaurant, manager Ashish Bhattacharya says they'll have to charge more as a result of the state's new $20 minimum wage.
One sandwich is going to go over like $16, $17 for the foot long.
Other chains like Pizza Hut and Round Table have already laid off delivery drivers. Meanwhile, fast food workers like Romy Cruz say the $4 an hour pay increase will help
pagar renta para comida,
pay the rent and buy food. Fast food chains with 60 or more locations nationwide are required to meet the wage increase. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Berkeley, California.
The Dallas Morning News reports police are looking to question Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. It's believed a car registered or leased to him was involved in a major high-speed accident involving several vehicles over the weekend. College basketball is down to the Final Four, and a Cinderella team is still in it.
Turns, puts it up and in.
On CBS, number 11 seed North Carolina State beat ACC rival Duke 76-64. Wolfpack coach Kevin Keats.
These young men from day one have kind of believed in everything that I've preached to them and everything that they talked about.
Top seed Purdue also advanced with a win over Tennessee to join UConn and Alabama in the Final Four. NC State also made the women's Final Four, upsetting Texas. South Carolina's in it, too. Two other teams will punch their tickets today. The Powerball lottery jackpot has hit $975 million after there was no big winner over the weekend. These people are trying their luck in Philadelphia.
I might get lucky. I might hit. Change my life, so.
I would set myself up for the life that I want, you know. I would start a business and just do something with myself and for my family.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, good food and fun.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll have showers and thunderstorms begin to enter the region tonight, and they'll stick around through the midweek. Details-wise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 81. We'll have chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight at a low around 67. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 77. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. TDOT was moving a stalled vehicle a few minutes ago on 24 westbound at OHB there in Antioch. There's already a lot of traffic flow coming up through there in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County headed towards Antioch on 24 going westbound. It's picked up even more Vietnam Vets westbound over here as you approach Conference Drive. All that traffic flow coming out of Hendersonville as it continues to build down 65 through Millersville. It's gotten pretty heavy there in the last few minutes. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on their brand new menu. Check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. Sometimes it just turns out that way.
Ah, yes, it is a Monday, Monday. It's back to school, back to work, back at it Monday after spring break week last week.
Oh, you're full of good news.
Yeah. Got to get after it today.
Okay. Wow.
It's the crunch time. Just think, there's not another holiday, I think. Well, the Eclipse Day, which is a week from today.
That'll be a little nice slice of...
Yeah,
you know.
That'll be a
boy,
stay-at-home
day. Boy, there's
some
parents that don't like that, though.
Yeah. But after that, buddy, you've got until the end of school. There's like nothing.
Ooh, wow. Almost 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hope you can pull it out there.
Hang in there, kids.
Yeah, boy.
And the seniors in high school are already like, you know.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they're done by early May.
So it's just kind of funny.
I guess we'll have to start thinking about graduation season pretty soon.
Well, oh, in our where it's going to be, who's going to have it, all that kind of thing. Yeah.
It's become a tradition.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little bit, you know, I was on Dalton in the first hour, but are you being a little laxed with your, you know, the little information you give us up here? I mean.
Well, there's nothing to give.
Well, I know, but I mean, we've had to suggest, you know, to remind you, you know, remember, you know, like didn't know it was History Woman Month, things like that. No?
Oh, that's not a holiday.
Well, it's a month.
I know, but it's not a holiday.
Okay. You didn't put April Fool's Day on this today.
No, but I am going to give you some April Fool's pranks that you might want to do today.
So oh, no.
I'm going to help you with that.
But so you hate April Fool, but you're going to help people that like it have a successful day.
Why not? You know, it's a Monday, so.
That is you.
That's my research.
That's you in a nutshell, pal.
Mm.
It's you.
I found that during the news break, actually. I'm looking for something to do.
More studious discoveries. Okay.
So, song of the day, we're doing the misquoted song lyrics, most misquoted song lyrics. This is Eddie Money's song, Two Tickets to Paradise, Not Two Chickens in a Pot of Rice. Now, I hear the two chickens part, but I it's almost like two chickens to paradise.
Yeah, yeah. It's like two chickens of paradise is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, me too, kind of.
But the name of the song.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Two Tickets to Paradise. So,
is that Eddie Money? Who sings that?
That is Eddie Money.
Eddie Money? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Here are the best family-friendly April Fool's Day pranks. If your kids are heavy sleepers, carry them to their sibling's bed, and then they'll wake up in a different room.
Well, that's cruel. Hey, what, family friendly?
Yeah. Put the cereal and milk in a bowl and let it freeze overnight. And when your kids try to dig in, they'll be quite surprised their milk is frozen.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. You can do a little juice joke. You can pour Jell-O into a cup and then let it set up and put a straw in it and it looks like juice, but it's actually Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You think they? Well, maybe they would.
Every kid gets a good laugh by the googly, big googly eyes, you know. You can put it on, like, this person put it on a cactus. Yeah.
Let's move on.
Leave a toilet paper message right on the toilet paper, you know, April Fool's and a little smiley face or something.
Well, that doesn't harm anybody.
Let's see. Let your practical jokers put a sign on their car that reads, "My kids are playing an April Fool's joke on me. Honk and wave at me." So put that note on your car, and then people will honk and wave as you go by.
You ever feel like you're a comedian and you're dying on stage? Is that how you're feeling right now?
No,
are you feeling a little bit of that? I think you're feeling that.
You're just kind of...
Well, I'm doing what you do in the first hour. You just kind of like, look at me.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Put your, let's see, surprise your kids with this April Fool's Day joke, a little toothpaste switcheroo. After breakfast, hand over their toothbrush, but instead of the usual white paste, opt for something that's different, like cream cheese or vanilla frosting.
Mm. Okay.
This is an oldie but a goodie. Add some boiling water to ice cubes and toss in a few plastic bugs. The hotter the water, the more clear that the ice is, and then you can see the bug in it.
Oh, yeah, that's mm-hmm. kind of cruel. But non-harmful, yeah.
Add a few drops of food coloring to the carton of milk, so when they go to pour it into their cereal, they'll have, you know, a colorful surprise.
Well, that's kind of... Well, that might gross them out if they don't know what it is, yeah.
Using a Q-tip, apply gel food coloring around the inside of the faucet in the bathtub or the sink, and when they turn it on, the water will be colored, like green or...
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
Remove the pillows and fill their pillowcases with, like, inflated balloons or whatnot, and so when they put their head on it, it's a balloon and not the pillow.
My pop and cause them to be deaf for life. Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe not. Let's see. Bake up some mini meatloaves in muffin cups and...
Well, so I'll start over again. Make some what?
Meatloaf.
A meatloaf.
But
okay.
In a cupcake holder. And so make them look like cupcakes, but they're actually, you know, like meat.
Ooh.
The old whoopee cushion is always a good one. Salty hot chocolate. So put salt in it. That seems gross.
That's gross.
Let's see. Bedtime classic. Let's see. Before your kids go to bed, short their bed, you know, we're tuck in the sheets so when they go to put their legs in.
Well, that's kind of an oldie but a goodie too.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Bubble wrap. That's always a big one. Use bubble wrap, you know, like put it under their shoes, and when they put their shoes on and they're... Or tape them to their shoes or something like that. When they walk around, they pop.
Neat.
Yeah.
Those some non-harmful.
Yeah. You didn't like any of them, though, did you?
No one.
Oh, okay. Your sports.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, with Midwest Regional Final, top seed Purdue beat the 2-seed Tennessee 71-66. Boilermaker star Zach Edey had 40 points and 16 rebounds, helping his team reach the Final Four for the first time since 1980. South Regional Final, 11-seed NC State still alive after beating the 4-seed Duke 76-64. The Wolfpack are going to the Final Four for the first time since they won it all back in 1983. They're tied for the lowest-seeded team ever to reach a Final Four. NBA game games of note, Thunder beat the Knicks in New York 113-112. Oklahoma City officially clinching a playoff spot. Nuggets over the Cavaliers 130-101. Denver officially clinching a playoff spot as well, as they remain a half game back of Oklahoma City with the top spot in the West. Timberwolves fall a game back in the West as they lose at home to the Bulls 109-101. Mavericks over the Rockets 125-107. Luka Doncic 47 points. Houston's 11-game winning streak is snapped.
We have something in the library that I've been working with, and that's a shelf of Adams Place authors. Quite a few books that have been written by people who lived here. That's a highlight in the library that I'm proud of.
Margaret Ordubadian.
And we didn't consider any other place. This was it.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place in Tennessee to find the latest Southern styles at unbelievable prices. We know you work hard for your money, so when searching for high-quality footwear that won't let you down, French's has you covered. We have a huge selection of casual and work shoes and boots at the best prices in town, guaranteed.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Kim Hillsman Dunaway is with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. So headaches, is that something you hear a lot about?
Yes, people suffer from headaches a lot, be it, you know, tension headaches, or be it more migraine headaches, or even the type that you get auras and it just like puts you down for a day or 2 days. So there's quite a bit of range in between that, and there's quite a bit of different reasons and causes for that. But it is something that people suffer with a lot for a lot of different reasons. This time of year, it could be something as simple as dehydration, because that is a symptom of headache, is just simply not getting enough fluid. So that might be the first thing that you look to do if you've got a headache, is try to increase your fluid intake. Something else it might be is a lot of times people don't realize how much caffeine they do in a particular day. For some people, caffeine can cause headaches. Some people that are trying to get off of caffeine, headaches can be a withdrawal symptom, so that's why they recommend stepping down, for instance, and not just coming off cold turkey. But so you could look at something simple like that. If you just have sporadic headaches, you don't get them all the time, then you might have on hand like a homeopathic as an alternative to something like Tylenol or Aleve, because those types of things taken over long periods of time can cause severe digestive disorders, ulcers. It erodes the lining of your stomach lining, and so we don't want to overuse those. So something like a good homeopathic that goes underneath your tongue can be used when you just have them sometimes, or we sell a product called Curamin that's an alternative to Aleve and those types of products that can be used as well as a natural pain reliever. Another remedy people will use a lot is peppermint oil. Use peppermint oil, or even peppermint oil combined with lavender, and rub it on your temples. Excellent for headaches. So those would be like mild headaches, things that people get just ever so often. Now, if you experience headaches a lot or all the time, obviously you're going to want to seek what is the root cause of that. You know, it might be going to see a chiropractor and getting an adjustment. It might be going to see a neurologist to get a more serious diagnosis. But any time that you have something going on, all goes all the way what we talked about earlier in the month. We got to get to the cellular level. We got to get to the root cause and what's causing it. A lot of people do not realize that a lot of headaches are caused by using artificial sweeteners. So, for instance, Diet Coke, Equal, NutraSweet, Splenda, all of those non-nutritive sweeteners, one of the side effects of those is chronic headaches. So I know a lot of customers who have just stopped doing that, or for instance, gum, things like Extra and things like that, that are also use those types of sweeteners. They stop doing those, all of a sudden their headaches go away. So you could look at something that you could be consuming that causes it. Headaches can also be a result of food sensitivities or food intolerances, for instance. So sometimes people that have a dairy allergy or a dairy sensitivity will get headaches. People that have a gluten sensitivity or gluten allergy can get headaches. And so it could be a food cause. So it's always good to sort of eliminate that. You'll go on an elimination diet where you take out the more possible offending food groups and then add them back in one at a time and see what the cause is. Because how great would it be if it was just something? I know it would suck to take out a whole food group. I can't eat wheat anymore. But if you got rid of your headaches, that would be worth it, right?
Definitely.
So instead of just popping the pills, what's the cause? You know, for some people that have more migraine headaches, you know, they may need to do something. A lot of times it's a deficiency. So it could be a deficiency of vitamin B2. And so oftentimes the remedies for headaches, migraines is 400 milligrams a day of vitamin B2, way more than you would get in a typical supplement. We do sell that in that dosage, and it's specifically for headaches. Works great for people that I know that had headaches for years and years and years, and that one little thing changed their whole life. Another one is magnesium. Magnesium is used in, depends on who you ask. Some say 300 functions of the body, some say 1200 functions of the body. And so magnesium, oftentimes you will find in almost any headache or migraine remedy, usually around 400 milligrams a day. Some people might need more. So those two supplements, very, very important. And then you might want to do something to actually help the blood vessels in the brain, something like butterbur, which can be very good for people that suffer with, you know, again, migraines or a sinus type of headache. And then the last cause would, of course, be hormones, which is a whole nother issue. But if you have those problems more so around your cycle, then you would need to address the hormone imbalance.
Headaches, you know, I always hear those are the toughest thing to diagnose for a patient, you know, in doctor's offices. So it makes sense that a lot of times, well, the doctor's office isn't looking for a gluten allergy, isn't looking for, you know, XYZ. I mean, they're not looking for these other nutritious things that you may not be taking in.
This is very, very true. And it's, headache is a symptom of so many different things. That's why it can be very difficult to get to the cause of it. But you just kind of work through things one by one. You know, you start with the foods. What changes can you make? You know, take those type of recommendations. Is it something as simple as hydration, as water? Is it a deficiency? You know, look at all these different things and something will work. It just takes a little bit of persistence.
Kim Hillsman Dunaway with us with Sunshine Nutrition in Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And the website address is what?
SunshineHealthy.com.
Sunshine Nutrition, 621 South Church in Murfreesboro, and also 901 Rock Springs Road in Smyrna.
TV too loud? We can help with that. I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster with Hearing Aid and Audiology Services. If you've been struggling with your hearing, I encourage you to give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro, like games or a golf putting green. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, a luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals. And all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Some people drive past Middle Point Landfill and see a mound of dirt covering yesterday's garbage, but we don't see that. At Middle Point, we see yesterday's trash as tomorrow's opportunity. We see an opportunity to convert naturally occurring gas into a low-carbon alternative to fossil fuel. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we see so much more than waste. Middle Point's vision doesn't end at the start of our driveway. We're Middle Point Landfill, and we truly see a brighter future for all of us in Rutherford County.
Hi, this is Ryan with Tire World Laverne, here to serve all your automotive needs in Rutherford County. We welcome all your fleet and commercial accounts, along with all your regular routine maintenance. Tire World, a hometown family business you can trust.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's 7:30. You're listening into The Wake Up Crew on a Monday morning, April 1.
Well, yesterday, that was Sunday, Gary Middleton, Tiffany Johnson, and Steve Sandlin had birthdays, but a slew of them today. Norman Brown, Jace Wilkerson, Eloise Carlton, Heather Woodward, Amy Jenkins, James Walker, John Haggard, Kevin Bain, Katie Enzor, A.J. Chester, and Jeff Bryan. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
So, if you want to add someone to that list, all you have to do right now is call or text 615-893-1450. That's our number. Call or text that number and get in the birthday club today. Now's your last chance, though, to get them in. 615-893-1450.
Boots, boots, boots. French's Shoes and Boots has the biggest selection of Southern styles from name brands and tons of choices in the latest Western wear, shoes, and accessories.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll have showers and thunderstorms begin to enter the region tonight, and those stick around through the midweek. Details-wise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies today and a high near 81. We'll have chances for showers and thunderstorms tonight if a low around 67. We'll have good chances for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday and a high near 77. Those good chances for showers and thunderstorms continue Tuesday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Good morning. TDOT was out there trying to remove some debris 65 southbound near Dickerson Pike just a few minutes ago. It remains pretty heavy now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area. Still coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. It's quite busy up through there. Same thing westbound Vietnam Vets out of Hendersonville towards Conference Drive. Radar earlier in parts of Wilson and Smith County. Be careful. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on their brand new menu. Check it out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Kia is recalling more than 427,000 of its Telluride SUVs due to a defect that may cause the cars to roll away while they're parked. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the intermediate shaft and right front drive shaft of certain 2020-2024 Tellurides may not be fully engaged. Over time, this can lead to what's been called unintended vehicle movement while the cars are in park, increasing potential crash risks. Kia America decided to recall all 2020 to 2023 model years and select 2024 model year Tellurides earlier this month. NHTSA says documents show that, at the time, no injuries or crashes were reported. Smyrna Nissan Assembly Plant recently marked a significant milestone by reaching the production of its 15 millionth vehicle. A Pathfinder finished in a deep ocean blue metallic hue symbolized the plant's commitment to excellence and craftsmanship. Despite the Pathfinder's comparatively modest production figures, it embodies Smyrna's rich heritage. A call for justice in Palestine will be the topic of a Spring Applied Philosophy Lyceum hosted by Middle Tennessee State University's Philosophy and Religious Studies Department. This semester's lyceum will be held at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, April 5th, in the College of Education Building, Room 164, 1756 MTSU Boulevard. The lecture is free and open to the public, and there will be an informal reception following the lyceum. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I am very pleased with Adams Place. All the people are very kind. I've got everything I need, and the caregivers come in and say, what can I do for you, or do you need anything?
We're talking with Betty Atterbury.
Adams Place, one of the best places in Rutherford County.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place. 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Who buys Habitat for Humanity homes?
People who are working, and they work hard. Generally, it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat ReStore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat ReStore, 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security, the wake-up crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time here from News Radio WGNS, and it's time for us to play the Oldie Friends game. Questions will be asked, and the other person tries to guess what they would say.
Yeah. You write something down, and I try to guess what's your...
Yes.
Okay. So we'll go with you first, okay?
All right.
What's the best thing you got from your parents?
Okay. All right. So you're going to answer.
And yeah, say, I don't have anything for you.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said kindness.
Oh, wow. I said my dashing good looks.
Wow, why did I think of that one?
I don't know.
Whoa, I can't believe it. What's one responsibility you really wish you didn't have?
Let's see.
I've got to write a lot about this.
I think I've got an answer. I think both of these would actually work.
Okay.
But
are you ready?
I wrote down two. This, yeah.
What are the things you I really wish I didn't have?
So I said hosting the Wake Up Crew or Coach's Show.
Oh, yeah. The Wake Up Crew in sports. You get a big plus on that one. All right.
You put two down as well.
Yeah, I did too. First two things that popped up in my head, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Something in my throat here. Hold on. I think I'm dying. Hold on. If your childhood had a smell, what would it be?
Let's see. If your childhood had a smell.
It's bad when I can write the answer down before you do.
Okay.
Oh, I accidentally deleted it. Here we go. I said horses.
Oh, is this one for me?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes, that's what I had down. I had barn smells.
Yeah. Well, okay, give me a point. Ding, ding. Okay. I hear the dinger. All right.
Now, this one is...
This is yours. No, this is me.
Yeah.
What are the top, I'm going to say, two things you want to accomplish before you die?
Let's see. All right. Two things is kind of hard.
Yeah. They had three down. So
really?
Yeah. Okay. What did you say for me?
I said, finally retire and me.
Okay. I think I'm kind of close. You're kind of close. Keep friends or hosting the Wake Up Crew. So I'm going to give you a half a ding.
Okay.
For that one. Yeah. There you go. All right, now this is you. What are some of your personal rules that you never break? Let's just say one. One rule that you never break. Personal rule you never break.
Okay.
All right. Here's what my answer is for you.
All right.
This is a personal thing that you don't ever want to break, a rule. Post everything on notes, like post-it notes.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good one. I said not saying bye to my ladybug. I will never break that rule. I'll always say goodbye.
Okay, I got an answer for that one on here. Let me write. There you go. Okay, right. Okay. All right. Now, one more. Got time for one more. This is me. When people look at you, what do you think they see or think?
Okay. Got it.
Okay, I said this about myself. A frustrated old man.
Oh. I said that they would say, man, he's intelligent. But they would say it that way.
Okay, let me write another message to you.
Yeah.
That nobody can see.
Oh, darn. Okay. Our time's up. That's the oldie friends game.
This is Craig Wharton, store manager of the Tire World in Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
Enjoy life at Adam's Place.
Had to argue with him about whether or not I'm going to play bridge. Because I hadn't played it for about 25 years, but they still want me to do it, so that was very nice. My name is Carrie Shannon. There's so many things that you can do to help us keep feeling younger at Adam's Place. I'm glad we made this choice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and Western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Middle Tennessee Electric organizing the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. Find out more at rcearthday.com.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. And when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew. WGS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it's time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew here for this Monday morning and make way for other live and local programming here from News Radio, WGNS, Swap and Shop, Action Line, Roundtable, Rutherford Issues, all coming up. And a brand new Rick and Bubba at noon today. Want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. They want to remind you about the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration. It's coming up on Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2. You can check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer, equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. It's really free fun for the whole family, April 20th on the square. More information online at rcearthday.com. Also, want to say good morning to our good neighbor of the day today, and that's Gretchen Campbell. She's the good neighbor for being such a warm, loving person to everybody. Gretchen Campbell receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio, WGNS, as the good neighbor of the day today.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All right, today's dad joke. Why did the kid cross the playground?
I don't know why.
To get to the other slide.
I thought delivery was better there. Could have gotten you a 4. Oh, but I guess I can overturn it if it sounds better on the.
Yeah, you can, but yeah. You're not.
I'll give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah. It came from the calendar too, so.
It did.
You don't often get good ones from that.
I'm trying all sources.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a 4.
Well,
you haven't had a 2 in a long time. But I'm sure it's just around the corner.
I may just need to give one that's, this one's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And rate it. Is it really that bad?
Yeah. But of course, you know what Dalton would do.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's good. That was good. Yeah. You know, just to be different.
It's usually the opposite
of
what I say. I've learned that as a parent. What else have we learned today?
Yes.
It's women. Last month, which we missed, was
Historical Women Month Historic Women Month.
Something like
we
that.
We talked about the most powerful women in the United States.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is high on that list.
And let's see, we did we played the Oldie Friends game, which you did pretty good on it with me. I didn't do so well with you, but you did pretty good with me. And let's see what else.
We also talked about April Fool's pranks that you
do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You liked them too, didn't you?
No, but I mean, I liked two or three of them. How many did you do? 30, I think.
I didn't do every one of those that were on there, but.
But it all depends on the people, you know, what's a good joke. I really thought playing the big band music that time on our show was really cool.
Yeah.
But we chickened out after the first segment. We couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, we felt like we maybe had even taken it too far.
Did we get a pink slip on it?
No.
So I guess we didn't.
It was WGNS, Big Band Music for All Time or something like that.
But we completely went straight today. We didn't even try to do one.
No, you don't like April Fool's Day, you said?
No. Or St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
I don't like Halloween either, but you know, who's counting? I mean, that's just another... That's just a lot of money spent.
Yeah, I would throw Valentine's into that, but some would say that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just a curmudgeon.
But yeah, you are. But I mean, I would probably agree with that to some extent. I think they go a little too far.
Yeah, maybe so.
Valentine's.
All right, that's what we've learned.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, the stupid, silly stat of the day.
In the Spanish Civil War, pilots attached live turkeys to supply drops so that it would slow the fall when they flapped their wings. So when they were dropping supplies, they used live turkeys. But turkeys can't fly.
Les Nesman, WKRP in Cincinnati.
That's kind of what